top of the morning to you. It's Moments of Melody Time, the program to help you begin your day with a song. Dr. DeHaan tells this little story. One spring, while I was planting potatoes, my little grandson, who was watching, finally asked, "Why do you bury these potatoes? Aren't they good anymore?" The only things he associated with burying were dead things. I tried to explain that those potatoes had life in them, and that this life could only result in a harvest if they were buried first and allowed to die. In the fall, I was able to take him back again to the same garden patch and dig up 5 or 6 large potatoes as a result of the planting. It takes faith to take a perfectly good seed and to bury it. And yet, though the harvest be slow in coming, in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. Sacred Scriptures. This is the most important time of our short program. We hope that you'll just listen as we read from the Sacred Scriptures, reading the translation of Monsignor Ronald Knox, which carries imprimatur of Francis Cardinal Spellman. The Gospel according to Dr. Luke, chapter 8. And when the disciples asked the Lord Jesus what this parable meant, he told them, "It is granted to you to understand the secret of God's kingdom. The rest must learn of it by parables, so that they can watch without seeing and listen without understanding. The parable means this: the seed is God's word. Those by the wayside hear the word, and then the devil comes and takes it away from their hearts, so that they cannot find faith and be saved. Those on the rock are those who entertain the word with joy as soon as they hear it, yet have no roots. They last for a while, but in time of temptation they fall away. And the grain that fell among the briars stands for those who hear it, and then going on their way are stifled by the cares, the riches, the pleasures of life, and never reach maturity. And the grain that fell in good soil stands for those who hear the word and hold by it with a noble and generous heart, and endure and yield a harvest." Here's a little parable that speaks to us. Sometimes we call it the parable of the sower, but actually it's the parable of the soils of the heart. What kind of a heart do you have? The hard, rocky soil of the roadside? Or the one with the thorns, the stones? Or is it the good ground? You know, it's the Word of God that's the seed. How do you receive the Word of God as you hear it on this program and then as you read the Sacred Scriptures? We hope that later on today you'll take time to read from the Bible and allow it to take root in your heart.